I'm WUWM's Ma'ayan Silver. Joe Biden edged out Donald Trump in Wisconsin's presidential election by about 20,000 votes. That's according to unofficial results. Political scientists, pollsters, and statisticians are now breaking down the vote. Turnout in Wisconsin was up for both Republicans and Democrats at nearly 3.3 million ballots. That exceeded the expectations of Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin.
Frankly, I had expected turnout to be about 3.1. So I think it's pretty impressive, especially when you consider the troubles of canvassing and door knocking and things like that in an epidemic.
Franklin said the two parties took different approaches in their get out the vote efforts, but both succeeded in driving up votes.
There's not a single county in the state in which Republican and Democratic votes didn't go up. In other words, no county had fewer Republican or Democratic votes than they had 4 years ago.
With all these Wisconsinites voting, the map of which counties are red and which are blue looks pretty much the same as it did 4 years ago. Franklin says the only two counties that flipped in 2020 were Sauk and Door County, going from red to blue. But there are changes in some areas when it comes to the margins between candidates. In southeast Wisconsin, for instance, there's been an interesting pattern in the wow counties, namely Waukesha and Ozaukee, and less so Washington County. Republican margins have been shrinking, and not just in the presidential races. Also, in races for governor, Senate, and Supreme Court justice.
Just to give you an idea of how much has changed, in 2012, Ozaukee County gave a Republican majority by 16,900 votes, almost 17,000 votes. And last week, it was about 7,400. So it's down by almost 10,000 net votes over the last two presidential elections.
In Waukesha, the percent change is not as dramatic, but it's still a pretty substantial drop of about 28,000 votes from 2012 to 2020. Franklin appeared at the meeting with journalist and Marquette Public Policy Fellow Mike Goucher. Goucher pointed out that within Milwaukee County, the suburbs tipped overwhelmingly for Joe Biden.
In fact, there were only three communities in Milwaukee County, larger communities, Oak Creek, Franklin, and Hales Corners, that went with President Trump in this election. And so you could see, again, it's this shift that is occurring in the suburbs. The North Shore, there was a time not all that long ago when a place like Whitefish Bay was sort of a battleground for Democrats and Republicans. That was not the case in this election.
The suburbs are full of college-educated white people, a group that has become increasingly Democratic. And as Goucher points out, many women with college degrees were turned off by the president.
But it'll be interesting to see next time if this erosion sort of continues over time, or whether Trump himself was sort of the guy who caused that erosion. And maybe it's not a commentary on Republican Party politics at large.
Charles Franklin says he's not sure whether the trend in the suburbs was fueled by Republicans becoming less loyal to the party, or Democrats now mobilizing and turning out in greater numbers. When it comes to the city of Milwaukee, Franklin says overall turnout was roughly the same, but attributes that to the predominantly white areas along the lakeshore.
While we saw a rise in turnout along the shore, we saw a general modest but noticeable decline in turnout in the center of the city, in the aldermanic wards that are majority or substantially black or Hispanic. Not a lot of decline, but a bit of decline.
Franklin says, to the surprise of analysts, the margins of victory for Biden were actually down 2 to 4 points in black aldermanic districts and down 7 to 8 points in Hispanic aldermanic districts. But he says Biden's margin of victory in whiter neighborhoods made up for that. Ma'ayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.